Hey. How are y'all doing this morning? We figured we'd just open up our doors to our sound check for all y'all this morning. So we have no idea what we're doing, but we're just gonna play. We're gonna sound check. You see, folks, sound check is a very important, intimate time in our day. It's when we get on stage and try to make sure we can hear shit. And I remember one time we were working with this vocal coach, our vocal coach, Ron, that we've done a couple lessons with. And he asked us, well, how long do you guys spend on your vocals at sound check? And we all looked at each other and was like, as little time as possible. I think it's like, get up there. Oh, yep, I can hear it. We're good. Sweet. And he's like, I don't know. So let's see. Let's see if we can sing something. This is a song that we have sound checked with. Forever. I mean, so much to where Jared recently was like, we should find another song to sound check with.
That's just because he doesn't sing on it.
That's true. Maybe a bass vocal part.
So we do this one and then we do White Dove because he sings on that. Alright. It's actually really tough sometimes, you know, like, it seems like the bigger the stages get, the harder it is to do this stuff with these instruments and this PA and trying to reach you guys and connect and make it, like, to where we're connected. And it's really, sometimes I feel isolated because I'm just, like, wearing these headphones and I'm looking out and I'm hearing stuff, but I'm not necessarily hearing the same thing as you sometimes, and I'm just like, yeah. I think that's one thing that people don't think about when it comes to live music, you know, they're like, oh, that dude, that solo sucked or whatever, and yeah, that guy couldn't sing, it's like, I wonder if he could hear himself, you know. Well, let's see. Jared's favorite tune here.
This heart of mine, this man is still burning, this heart of mine. It'll shine like a candle when your world is dark and cold. When your world is dark and cold. This part of mine is made of timber. This part of mine. Like a bridge across the mountain. When you're walking all alone. When you're walking all alone.
Can you all hear that now?
This heart of mine is made of iron. This heart of mine. Space.
Charlie, and he's everybody say fuck yeah Charlie. He's the one that we're pointing at saying, oh, turn Jared down. Well, you better sing one, Jared, that way you can make sure you can hear yourself. I wrote down a couple songs here on my little notepad. What do you think, Jared? You want to sing like Nobody's Love's Like Mine or like Tall Pines or something?
Sure. Yeah, do Tall Pines because we're
where we figure out who kicks it, which is always most likely going to be Billy.
To be honest, I can't actually remember how this song starts.
So it goes. It's neat to show you guys about like how we sound check and stuff and what all this stuff is like. Another part of it, I guess what I was saying earlier about sometimes how it makes me feel isolated, that's where all these microphones up here, the ones on the side that are pointing at you guys, those are piped into our headphones too so we can feel the audience and the space that we're in. So I like a lot of that in my mix because it helps me feel in the room with you guys, you know? This is just a normal soundcheck size joint right here. This is just... You know, I'm still kind of waking up for the day. It's just like a little wake and bake style right here. Not very big, but... Kind of like them little pinners my mom used to roll. We're going to do Tennessee. Because we all sing on it. Well, most of us. Have you guys heard Alex sing? He did it once. I bet you he could do it again. It was really funny. It was really funny too, because I was just like looking at a picture one day and I just saw us and we all have microphones, but he doesn't. And I'm like OCD about shit. I'm like, even if he doesn't use it, just put a microphone there, that way it's even. And he walks on stage at soundcheck one day and he's like, what's this for? You know, it's just like, he was really confused about why there was a microphone there.
All for looks.
Alright, we like to do this one a little bit because, like I said, it's like a four-part thing and we can hear the harmonies and the vocals and stuff. We'll see how it goes. Tennessee. Thank you. So much for sliding on over here to our little afternoon delight. We had such a blast yesterday hanging with Vince and Drew, and got to kick it with the Shattergrass Boys a little late night, and looking forward to seeing them today and picking with them, and East Nashgrass, Dylan Mays hanging. It's gonna be a good day. And we talked to, well, I don't know, don't want to jinx us or anything, but we heard from the sheriff or the medics and the police officers here that they didn't have to arrest anyone yesterday. And there was also no real medicals that was, so that's a good thing. I mean, out here I know, last year, when we were playing at the pond, it was like you party hard and get up and then come stand in the sun at like noon. We saw a couple people pass out and shit. Just make sure you're drinking lots of water. You know, it's different out here in the altitude if you're not from here, Mom. Wherever you are. Keep drinking water, Mommy. Oh yeah, so let's pick one. How about Tipper?
Thank you.
And can I get just a tiny bit more of Alex's fiddle, please? Thank you, Charlie. Yeah, okay, so we've done a lot of vocal stuff. We picked, I think, the instruments are feeling good. Now it's like, one of the other things is the dynamics between like a really heavy song where we're all kind of picking real loud, and then the dynamics of, you know, we like to try to maybe do a song, a soundtrack that's like real lighter and dynamic to see how it sounds then. So. Thank you. heart is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. Part of soundcheck is when we do songs about time. That's you gotta make sure that is working. And you know, I'm curious about. I know Andy and Roger and all these guys back there. They got shit they're doing at soundcheck too, probably. Usually, we'll play all this bluegrass stuff for soundcheck and then. At the end, Andy's like, can you, like, get heavy for me for a second? Can I hear, like, the... So... And then another thing we do is, like, try to make stuff feedback. See how many of these, like, crazy effects I can get going before it just starts going... Try to stay right below that. Probably pretty hard for Andy. I mean, this is like an acoustic guitar, so it picks up. Yeah, that's right. Andy, gain her up, test your feedback, and then just take her down here. So maybe we'll try to, I don't know, test our effects in a minute. But first we gotta do a train song.
Getting cold, somebody around us stole my jelly roll. Hey.
6:09. I'd like to talk to that little girl of mine. Hey, the train, get the girl down. Hey, 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 look out.
I think we're pretty sound checked. I don't know. We're just picking now. Oh yeah, that's a good one. I don't know how many of our tricks and jokes and stuff I'm supposed to let you in on here. You know, like one other thing about
what?
Yeah, Andy says go for it.
Go for it.
One other thing, it's like, there's this little number system we have up here, starting with number one, Jerry. Number one, he's number one, he's number two, I'm number three. So it goes from Jared over. So if I look over at Charlie and I have my, I say four up, that means I want more of Billy Phelan. Or four down, I want, you know what I mean, less. So there's like, you know, if I say, boo, yeah. More banjo, okay. Double fours all the way.
So if y'all want more bass.
Just put them peace sounds up in the earth. So. Andy, our beloved Andy, front of house, Andrew. But I met Andy, I was playing a gig in Florida somewhere, and I was like loading up this trailer, and I just saw this guy, and it was like, what's up, man? He was like, hey, what's up? I think we like smoked a joint or something, and he might have helped me like put some stuff in my trailer. I'm like, oh yeah, I run sound. And I was like, man, we really need a front of house guy. We've been, you know. So I went to the band, and I was like, man, we got to go check out this guy. He's a potential front of house sound guy, and he's mixing for this thing called, what's it called? Break Science. Break Science Live Band with Lettuce. And so we go over there to this stage, and we're, you know, looking to find our new front of house sound guy. And like, somebody on stage, like their MacBook wasn't working, and it was like just some crazy technical difficulties that had nothing to do with Andy, but like the show was delayed. Like they were supposed to start like 20 minutes ago, and they're still just up there messing with shit, and the band's going, yeah, this guy looks great, man. No, but I think he was like one of the nicest people I ever met, and that's why he's still with us today. And we love you both, Andy. Turns out he knows how to make shit sound all right out there too. But this song, we were doing this song at soundcheck for a while, and I think Andy like just misheard the lyrics or something. It's long gone is how I'm leaving, and he thought we were saying Ishkalaminish, whatever the fuck that means. So here's Long Gone Ishkalaminish.
This is what you want, baby, so I'm gone, I'm gone. Just a few short words of parting, no shame, no tears, they want to talk. All the things are back to travel, and I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone.
Long gone, Scalabinas, long gone, why do you cry? This is what you want, baby. So I'm gone, long gone.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't try to overtake me, 'cause what I ride will be too fast. This is it, I'm through forever. So I'm gone, I'm free at last. Long gone,
long gone, the Scalabinas. Long gone, why do you cry? This is what you want, baby. So I'm gone, long gone. Thank you.
Yep. Try something around the can and see if it works. Might be a little windy. Shabbat. Well, maybe.
Thank you. everything okay? If so, just give us your sign. Thank you all so much for seeing a little bit. Let's have a great fucking day!